From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The official mourning of Senator Edward Kennedy begins today with a procession from his home in Hyannisport, Massachusetts, that culminates in his funeral Saturday with a eulogy from the president. From member station WBUR in Boston, Monica Brady Meyerhoff reports.
The body of Senator Kennedy will be driven in a motorcade accompanied by his family from Cape Cod to the John F. Kennedy Library in Boston, where the public is invited to pay their respects as he lies in repose. The public will be able to also pay respects on Friday, and Kennedy will be celebrated with a memorial service at the museum Friday night. Kennedy's funeral mass will be Saturday at Our Lady of Perpetual Help Basilica in the Mission Hill neighborhood of Boston. President Barack Obama will deliver the eulogy. Senator Kennedy will be buried at Arlington National Cemetery later Saturday. Senator Kennedy died Tuesday after more than a year-long battle with brain cancer. For NPR News, I'm Monica Brady Meyerhoff in Boston.
The amount of money spent on health care for the elderly is increasing far more rapidly than inflation. NPR's Joanne Silberner has more.
In 2006, the government, insurers, and individuals spent $333 billion on health care for people over 65. That's $100 billion more, adjusted for inflation, than the amount spent 10 years earlier, according to data gathered by the Federal Agency for Healthcare Quality and Research. Here's another way to think about it. In 1996, the health expense cost per senior was about $7,000. In 2006, it was $9,000. Among the reasons for the increase, dramatic rises in the cost of a visit to the doctor and in the price of prescription drugs. But the data did show that seniors are paying a smaller proportion of their prescription drug bills as a result of the new Medicare prescription drug program. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.
Firefighters in Southern California are bracing for another day of hot, dry weather as they fight two fires in the Angeles National Forest northeast of Los Angeles. Randy Jorgensen, a spokeswoman for the forest, says that one fire has been causing many Southern Californians to experience breathing problems.
The Morris Fire is currently at approximately 1,700 acres. They have about 10% of it contained at this time.
Jorgensen says people with chronic breathing issues are being urged to stay indoors, and she says the smoke has been pretty thick over Los Angeles. Weather forecasters are urging people in the Bahamas and from the Carolinas north along the U.S. East Coast to be aware of Tropical Storm Danny. The storm has been gaining strength as it moves toward land. Though a storm's exact path can be tough to predict, forecasters now think Danny will clip the east coast of the U.S. over the weekend. This is NPR News. Chrysler is suing its former German owner, Daimler, to try to force Daimler to continue supplying key parts for Chrysler automobiles. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton reports.
Years after the two companies split up, Daimler still supplies some crucial parts for top-selling Chrysler vehicles, including the Jeep Grand Cherokee 300C and Dodge Charger and Challenger. Michael Polisi is a spokesman for Chrysler. He says Daimler wants $55 million for work on a diesel engine developed for Chrysler, but Polisi says that issue was dealt with in bankruptcy court.
We're fearful because they have not executed the supply agreements that they would hold the supply agreements hostage to the resolution of the diesel engine issue.
Chrysler wants a judge to order Daimler to continue supplying the parts. A Daimler spokeswoman says the claims are without merit and will be vigorously contested. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samilton in Ann Arbor.
Chrysler and the Japanese car maker Nissan say they have abandoned an agreement to build vehicles for one another. Chrysler says the deals no longer make sense now that it's exited bankruptcy under the control of Italy's Fiat. Last year, Chrysler and Nissan had agreed that Nissan would make compact cars for Chrysler to sell in South America and elsewhere, and Chrysler was to make a full-size pickup truck for Nissan starting in 2011. Stocks closed generally lower in Asia today after a flat day on Wall Street yesterday. Japanese stock prices fell slightly after Tokyo's Nikkei average closed at a 10-month high yesterday. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials, the S&P 500, and the Nasdaq Composite each start the day today up a fraction. This is NPR News.